Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed, the authentic source of Nigerian information, positive Nigerian energy all the way. All right, now we're moving on to the issue of the day. Yeah, the issue of the day, and I already mentioned that we'll be talking about the educational system in Nigeria. And most importantly, we're going to be focusing on the teachers, and we're also going to be looking at the retirement age for teachers in Nigeria. And I also mentioned I'll be talking to the NUT chairman, Lagos State Chapter, Comrade Adesina. Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, also good.
All right. Yeah, welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you very much.
All right. Last week, while talking about the reopening of schools in Nigeria, we talked about the plans for World Teachers Day coming up October 5. And it led us to discussing the bill seeking to extend the retirement age for education and educationists from 60 to 65 years. And you mentioned a couple of things on the necessity for the extension. So for the sake of our listeners, can we go over that again for a little bit, talking about the necessity for the extension of the retirement age from 60 to 65 years?
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So average Nigeria, or to somebody who is not well-versed with the areas of education,
okay,
they will take teachers that are advocating, or those people that are advocating, the legislators that are advocating for the extension of a service year to 65 years, has been selfish in nature. But people have forgotten that experience cannot be bought.
Absolutely.
There is no way we can make any comparison in our educational system with some other countries that the people have been visiting. They talk of Finland, they talk of Hong Kong, all those ones, are we doing what they are doing in Hong Kong? Are we doing what they are doing in Finland? You see, empirical evidence and survey has shown in those areas, even in African countries here like Egypt and Morocco, I stand to be challenged. Go there and see the year of their retirement, because they believe that the more we have experience, the more we have people that are mentoring others that are going behind. Because the distance between the recruitment in Nigeria and those who have recruited before now is less wide. You see some government, 10 years, 12 years, 11 years, they will not recruit any teacher. And those who are in charge, those who are well-trained, well-bred, that have passed through the system with a lot of knowledge, They are going out en masse because they were recruited en masse. So they'll be going out either by 36 years of age or by 35 years of service year. Not only that, we have some people, they started the city very early enough. You see them, by the time they get the mandatory retirement time of 35 years, they don't need. We have some of them that are living at the age of 51, 52. The essence of increasing the age limit of the judges is because of the experiences they have had. You see now that this is 70 years for the judges, because they know that the more they are, they have a lot of authority in their profession that they can use when it comes to the time of delivering the judgment. It's almost the same thing like teaching service. The teaching service we are talking of, it's not only peculiar to primary and secondary school. They have been out of a higher institution. That's the reason why they said professors should be 70 years before they retire. And 65 years for those ones that are doctorate degree holders. Those who have been planning this, they know what they are saying. But to an average person who is not knowledgeable enough and in that area of coverage, they will be saying that, why are they increasing that this thing? Like, they don't want to die in the class. They want to do this or that. And they are forgotten that that is the reason why we are getting it wrong in our country. You see, the way what we are having now from our Institute of Education is you cannot compare with those who have had that education in the past, who passed through the process of education. I want to cite myself as an example. I went to primary, secondary, to teachers' college, from teachers' college to college education, from college education to university. You just see some children now of this thing. They don't have interest. They don't have passion for the job, but because of necessity, you just find, they find themselves in teaching. So we cannot compare all those ones with those who have passed through the rudiments, who have the pedagogical aspect of the teaching. You see, it is very disheartening when some people are commenting against the extension. It is not the money that we want to keep there, but what we are saying is that because of the distance between the mentors and the mentee, so we select for the government of the country to take their decision. They have done it for the university, colleges of education, and polytechnics. Now, it's not the of primary and secondary school. As part of the educational system, people are now saying this or that, but I wish the country well.
Yeah, definitely. And well, I totally agree with the fact that, you know, talking about the necessity that so many people do not have passion for the job, but due to necessity, you know, due to scarcity of jobs in Nigeria, they have to resort to teaching. And I feel like the sensitivity of the job requires passion and requires so much effort to be able to imbibe knowledge into other people. Thank you very much for that explanation. All right, let's how would you rate the educational system in Nigeria at the moment from both the teachers and the capability and assimilation of the students to prepare these young Nigerians for the rough and tumble labor market?
You see, well, I would say that those who organize Nigeria did not give us a good legacy, because they give Nigerians liberal education. It is just reading, writing, arithmetic. They do not think of a technical base of education, pragmatic education. They have not taught that. Because when they came under the modern system of Paternosa to because of the colonialism or neo-colonialism. That is what has brought the type of education that we are having in this country. But when you look at some other places where they are, where people were giving very good education there, you just find out that they develop very fast and very soon. Not only that, there are some other factors that are affecting the development of education in this country. One of it is budgetary allocation. Until our leaders consider it worthy to give preference, priority to education in Nigeria, we will not get there. If you look at most of the budgets as this country, state and federal, how many states in the federation that has gone beyond single digits as the budget of education? And whereas UNESCO said that this is the simple thing. And 26%. If you cannot get to perfection, why don't you near perfection? They have not prioritized their needs. Education is a lip service in this country, and they have forgotten that there is no nation that can develop beyond the level of our education. It is that better education that you give to your citizenry that is what is going to bring development, that's going to improve the economy of your country. I want to quickly say that maybe I think around 2011, there was national economic summit group held in Abuja during the time of a good Jonathan. Our former president. The communique at the end of this thing, it was observed that until the nation invests heavily on the teachers, the economy of the country will not develop. When they say, teacher, if you are not preparing to teach us of primary and secondary school alone, right from primary down to university level,
okay,
you find out that when you look at the average tower, the research is somewhere there. Those who are supposed to conduct that research, they are not well taken care. They were not well encouraged. And whereas when you look at other foreign countries, when you see the researchers, where others are enjoying, where they see, they are busy thinking. How would they think? They put them in a comfortable place for them to do whatever thinking they want to do. But in this country of ours, we give priority to political appointees more than the education of the country.
Oh,
yes, added to that.
Okay.
added to that, the society is part of it. You find out that because of the affluence in our society, because we are running a capitalist economy, because of that affluence, you see those who are just coming, age 14, 15, 16, these who they want to ride in Mercedes-Benz, they want to ride in an exotic car. That's the reason why they engage in cybercrime. That is a sort of a bad influence in society. If it is you, just a 3-bedroom flat that you are having, 2-bedroom flat that is allocated to you that you are having, not that you want to rule the whole country. Some people are much more richer. They are much richer, rather, than the state, some states in the federation. What they want to use that money for? The money they're supposed to inject into the system to develop our economy through education, good educational system. They are stashing it away in the foreign account because they have access to the luxury and to the post and economy of the region. So it's part of everything. Then when you look at government policy somersault, it's another thing. You see some of our leaders, when they bring this policy, one is going on, that's why you have not completed it. You just see them, they bring in another one. Nearby, completing with each other. What do we need to learn in a Chinese language? Of what importance is it? Why can't we develop Yoruba? Why can't we develop Hausa? Why can't we develop Igbo language? And allow it to be a bigger cracker. You see, those are the problems we are having. We have not even finished with the teaching of English language or English studies. You will see them, you will go and bring a German, the foreign languages to the country. Another thing is that our curriculum planners, nowadays, they are not giving preference to the ethics, custom norms, and the environment where the curriculum is going to be implemented. There is a lot of cultural alienation and cultural division in our curriculum. We're supposed to place everywhere in the right place for us to look at what is happening in the environment and use it to develop. Mm-hmm. But in as much as we go about copy the foreign language, the foreign culture, put it in it, impressing it over our own modern culture, or our own culture, we find that there is no way we can develop because it has not been part and parcel of us. For instance, now, when I was in primary school, the process of learning, I started with hand tray. From hand tray, I moved to chalk and slate. From chalk and slate, I moved to pencil. From pencil, I moved to from the pen before I started using biro.
Wow.
But now, you just find that the shiny of pre-primary is holding biro to write. You ask him to hold biro to write. And we are asked, it doesn't sound well. It's not good for the system. Not only that, when you look at they said English, they are not good in English. Yes, they will not be good because the rest of them are not good in their mother tongues. If they said they are very good in their mother tongues, that's the can. For instance, Yoruba, let me give you an example of Yoruba. For every alphabet and consonants in Yoruba, it's almost the same pronunciation in English.
Okay.
When you say R sound, O sound, E sound, E sound, U, O sound, U sound, A, E, O, or U. And that is it. That's how it is in Yoruba consonant. Boy.
Points, as a matter of fact, talking about parents' involvement in the educational process of their children.
Okay. is broken. Yeah, because all are going on there and there. So make sure that we are lying, Let us start from the building.
Allow the position to be on part-time basis, will not get it right. But if you can do that, it's a way out of getting it. That okay, it is when you come for a meeting, you have your sitting allowance. Not that you are with this potential something allowance, this sitting allowance, and so on and so forth. Then I talk of the Ministry of Education. Yes, need for the Ministry of Education to reinvigorate, to reassess itself, and make sure that not just anybody that has no interest, that have applied for one course or the other, that does not make that cut-off point, that you don't draw, make the cut-off point of education to be at par with medicine and law and engineering courses. You will see the best brain that will go there. Not only that, training and retraining, motivation for teachers to allow teachers to be highly educated. When those who finish in nursing, they want to come to public service. Like that, they want to employ them, they employ them on grade level 12. And those teachers that taught them, that are teaching them, when you want to employ them, you employ them with their needs. Because teaching is not made attractive. People are not happy. They are not showing, that's the reason why they are not showing much interest, much commitment into the system. What does it take to government? If you want to employ the teachers that will come into the system, for now, with your BSc of education, with your registration, Teacher Regional Council of Nigeria as a regulatory body, your certificate and license, as a licensed teacher, why don't we start for you on grade level 9 or 10? You will see that people will be more committed, they will show interest, they will like to be educated, because it is what is involved that people will rush into. Look at the direction our children are going towards music. You know that they make quick money. Amazing. They need to make things attractive that will motivate people to have very genuine commitment and compassion for the job. Added to that, there is need for the parents to commit what we call education levy. You have done it in the past, in the military era. Then, when you are doing it, you see, parents. But if you say that Nigerian children, you want the free education. The free education we are having now, is this the type of free education? I like Jacob and I will not get to those of us who are at the system level now, or who are the politicians, who are there over here. If it is the type of pre-education they get that time that we are giving now, I know the pre-education Alaska God they give that time. They'll give you textbooks, big notes, that you'll be take home, not the one that you will borrow. You read and read on. If he's there, he should go and buy another one for the school. You are not wearing kids. Mm. You know, the pupils and the students, they are not wearing kids. They are need for. Then another thing is research. It's very key. They should, government of Nigeria, of the government of the Federation, and all our states, they should fund the research work so that people can think, make the researchers, let them be comfortable, so that they can think ahead of time. What can we do? We have some of them that are outside the country now. Let this show. And they are being very fine. I remember some years ago, Dr. Wokebi discover the instrument that you are going to use to pass drug to treat paralysis. That is those who one with a what do we call it? I forgot the name of it. That disease, but it's paralysis that okay. involves the spine. The cervical and those things, books is fine. It is as a result of thinking. We have some of our people. I remember one time ago in Germany, one of our engineers in Nigeria, no, in Russia, came down for holiday. He had only spent 1 week when there was a challenge there. The way they were, the Russian government was calling. He had to rush back to Russia. And we have many of them like that, but they are not encouraged. Governments will encourage them so that let the research work, let them be very comfortable, and let the research work be very, very comprehensive and beneficial to the country.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for all the knowledge that you're sharing with us. And another aspect that I want to look at is brain drain in the educational sector in Nigeria. You know, we have
brain drain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've had situation of brain drain in the educational sector in Nigeria, where teachers, you know, have had to migrate for better opportunities in the diaspora. Do you think this, in the long run, affects educational development in Nigeria in terms of quality?
It is part of it. I forgot to mention it. It is part of it. Brain drain. When you don't take care, when you don't value what you have, so people will take the value away from you, and they will show more appreciation to that person where the person is going. Majority of our leaders don't value what we have in this country. As I told you, when the cream of the doctors that we have, that we are relegating here, when they go out of the country, they are beautiful guys. And that is part of what is affecting our education. Those who are supposed to supply the knowledge, who are supposed to do this, to do that, they are unable to do it because of everything. The combination, everything. You see somebody who is a professor. Now, the boy he taught, he's just a House of Assembly member. He's not any. 4 times of his salary. Do you think that person will be motivated?
Absolutely not.
Eh?
Absolutely, yes.
No, those are those things. Brain drain is one of the key factors that has affected. We are losing capable hands, brilliant people. People with high intelligence, we are losing them to other countries because we do not know their value. Some will say that they are not patriotic. They are not this, they are not that. They are not patriotic. Are you patriotic when you are passing away the money into the foreign account? And those who are doing the work, they are languishing and wagging in poverty. That is one of the problems. Because we run capitalist economy, that's the reason why we are having the problem we are having. I believe that it will go like this. James Ingebu, what people said, weep not, shine, weep not, my darling. With these pieces, let me do your job. The rainy glass are no longer victorious. They can no longer possess the sky. It's just a matter of time. But I know Nigeria for our dream will come. Any one of these days.
Wow, I could permit me to give you a round of applause for that line. Thank you so much, sir. It's there's you've been able to bring to light so many things, and you know, I think that we've been able to reorientate people about the challenges in the educational sector, and it doesn't begin and end with the teachers. There's a whole lot more if we're looking at it critically, and this you have been able to bring to light, which I totally appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir, for all the knowledge you've been able to share with us
Thank
in the
you
educational
very
sector.
much.
Yes, sir.
Just to say that it is very good if the issue of digital can be addressed very quickly by Mr. President and allow the all the state government to address it. Because as I've said, we are losing capital. Because of our that we leave also when they leave the leave is go out of the country again to continue disrupting the students. Let them go and do research on what you have said. Let them go to Finland, the direct, let them go to Hong Kong, let them go to Morocco, let them go to Egypt. The year of retirement of their teachers. So, well, I wish the country good luck.
Definitely. We all do. We know that one day, as you have said, we would see the Nigeria of our dream. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your contribution on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And we hope that, well, definitely, when we continually do things like this, people can get to see and know of the problems, and eventually something should or will be done about it. Thank you, Comrade Additional.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, so it's been a great time with Comrade Additional on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, issue of the day, of course. And honestly, the educational sector is deep and wide, absolutely deep and absolutely wider than what we have always thought it to be. There's so much that needs to be done in terms of development and in terms of improvement of the educational sector in Nigeria. And I do hope that in the long run, something will be done about it. We get to wrap it up here on the issue of the day on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. It's been a great time. And of course, we say a very big thank you to Comrade Additional, the NUT chairman, Lagos State chapter. Well, thank you very much, sir. All right, let's wrap it up here on issue of the day, Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Tomorrow, of course, promises to be another very great and enlightening moment on issue of the day, Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.